gives him the rush is being delinquent, is breaking things, is getting away with things, is bragging about destroying other people's boundaries and other people's autonomy. He can't stand people who are not paying attention to him, who are autonomous, and he has to break them down. I'm not sure if I'm exactly responding to what you said, but he clearly, this all fits with hatred of rules, hatred of limits, hatred of regulations. The person who lays down the rules in most families, traditionally in this country, is supposedly the father.
Mm-hmm.
And in his case, his father really did lay down the rules. And what happened in the family, and where this delinquency part of Trump is so great, is his father laid down the rules, and Donald didn't obey them. He secretly snuck into New York and bought switchblade knives without his father's knowledge. His father forbid him to go into Manhattan when he was in the fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. He would sneak in. And eventually the father discovered it, and that's when he sent him off to boarding school. And what's important about that is that the father, for all of his problems as being a tyrant and a difficult man, could recognize that he couldn't cope. He was saying, I cannot raise this boy. I have to get help. I have to send him to a military school. I cannot do it myself. He tried every way he could, really, because he was very focused on wanting Donald to be the superstar, killer, king, everything. But what he raised was a delinquent.